91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. Today is a full-hour edition with chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gastenheimer's Food and Dining. We'll also have the fiscal year-end pledge campaign as we seek new members to help support public radio in South Florida. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. With the approach of the summer's big holiday weekend, Linda Gastenheimer turns to a longtime favorite waterfront restaurant, the Rusty Pelican. It's on Miami's Rickenbacker Causeway, the road to Key Biscayne. We'll hear tips about Independence Day entertaining with sparkling food and drink ideas from Rusty Pelican's executive chef, Jim Pastor, as well as creative ideas from its chief mixologist, Oscar Amaya. Stay tuned. Topical Currents up next after NPR and regional news. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Thursday edition of Topical Currents. It's our mini pledge drive, the end of the fiscal year budget appeal. We need just a little help getting over the financial hump starting July 1st.
All for public radio, what you probably depend on most days. And yes, it is mini. It goes until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning and we're done. So how do we make this a successful end of fiscal year pledge drive? With your support, the number is 866-247-9576, 866-247-9576, the website WLRN.org.
I know I really appreciate these very small pledge drives. I'm sure our listeners do, so why not give a little reward and maybe increase the pledge you made earlier in the year or become a new member? We're also especially looking for new members, those who've maybe listened for years to the station and never quite got around to joining.
Okay, now we have a special. Let's introduce Linda and tell them what the offer is just for this hour. Resident chef Linda Gastenheimer joins us, ever the traveler. She's just back in South Florida, just in the time for the cool, dry breezes of 4th of July weekend.
For those of us unable to get away to cooler climes, we need to spice the long weekend up a bit, which, of course, probably means luscious food and drinks, maybe cocktails. Linda, maybe a wine cooler?
Well, you know, let's talk about the weekend coming up beyond hot dogs. Beyond,
it's a long, long weekend.
Yeah, beyond hamburgers. Maybe you want to have something sparkling, something fresh and wonderful for your 4th of July weekend. And we've got two chefs here. Well, we've got one chef, Chef Jimmy, and he's from the Rusty Pelican, and they're going to have a wonderful 4th of July party. It's one of the best places to see fireworks from.
It's one of the best places to see Miami.
Exactly. Welcome, Chef Jimmy.
Thank you for having me.
Great. And he brought some great food for us. And also with us, we need to have some special drinks. And Bonnie has the huge smile on her face because she's got them in front of her.
I see mint in a glass.
And there, we have mixologist from the Rusty Pelican, Oscar Amaya. Hello, Oscar.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming. And there's a very special, well, I guess it's a prize, it's a raffle.
It's a drawing.
It's a drawing.
For this hour only.
For this hour only, they've been very generous. They have this fabulous 4th of July party at the Rusty Pelican. And if you donate during this hour, you will have a chance to win for a party of four tickets to go to their bash. It's a $220 value. And the drawing deadline is at 2 p.m., and they're going to get the whole barbecue. Chef, tell us what's going to be, what are they going to be eating there?
Well, on our barbecue event, we're going to have ribs, barbecue chicken, mac and cheese, all the traditional
trimmings for
a nice homemade barbecue. But, you know, you let us do all the work, and you guys come and enjoy the fireworks, have a couple of drinks, and relax.
So it's on July 4th from 7 to 10 p.m., and one lucky winner is going to have tickets for a party of four to the Rusty Pelican, right? And we thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure.
866-247-WLRN,
866-247-9576. Also, as usual, you can make your pledge easily online. That's WLRN.org.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, later on in our program, Lainey Doss is going to be with us. She's the Miami New Times food editor, and she's going to join us with some restaurant information from this week and maybe where to go over the weekend. As Joe said, it's a long weekend. Okay, let's go to Chef Jim Pastor. We're looking for ideas for the 4th of July, and you're going to have this wonderful bash at the Rusty Pelican, but what can we do at home? And you've got some fabulous food here, so tell us what it is.
So today I brought in a coconut-crusted salmon, and I brought in some ribs.
Is this plate here for me?
It is definitely for you, Joe.
Something was saying hello to me.
Yes.
Nice rib, juicy rib there.
I knew you'd like that rib.
Yep, and then as well as that, we did a coleslaw with a little wasabi mayo. So, I tried to do a few things today that you could easily do at home as well.
Well, let's talk about this. I think it's a great idea how he made this salmon. Tell us how you made it.
So the salmon, it's four ingredients. It's sweet chili, coconut flakes, some breadcrumbs, and a little bit of butter. And then you season your salmon with a little salt. You lay that mixture on top of the salmon, and then you just bake it for about 15 minutes at 350.
Well, wow. It's so easy. Well, what he's not telling you is that he cut the salmon into little, I'd say, 2-inch to 3-inch pieces.
2 to 3 ounce portions.
Yeah. And then he rolled it in this coconut.
Oh, yes.
And then it's baked. I think it's real simple. It looks cute. And I think it's a great idea. Now, tell us about your coleslaw.
So coleslaw is a simple recipe. The only thing that we added was a little bit of wasabi and some Fresno pepper just to give it a little kick, a little heat.
Okay, so he makes his own coleslaw. But if you wanted to, Chef, don't get upset with me. If I buy my coleslaw, can I just add the wasabi to it?
I mean, you could, but the coleslaw recipe is mayo, vinegar, sugar.
And what kind of pepper is that, and what does it look like?
It's a Fresno pepper. It looks like a red jalapeno.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
So it's real simple because you could do that. Maybe you could just throw in a couple of blueberries, and you'd have the red pepper, the white coleslaw, and the blueberries. Mm. I mean, this is 4th of July, okay?
I went back for thirds on the coleslaw.
Thank you.
And of course, let's talk about these ribs. Are these St. Louis barbecue?
No, actually, these I decided to go with baby back ribs.
Okay.
Pork ribs, so we did a dry rub for them with some cayenne, some chili powder, a little bit of brown sugar, some red pepper flakes, and just crusted that, baked it for about...
So you rub it on the ribs.
Yep.
You've cut the ribs off so they're not in a rack.
Right.
And do you let it sit there for a little while before? I mean, like sort of marinate the rub or not?
No, not with the dry rub. So with the dry rub, you cook it slowly and all those flavors kind of get into the rib because we cover it with a little aluminum and we bake them.
For how long?
For about 3 hours at 250.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So they fall off the bone, tender, and then, you can do that the night before if you'd like, and then the following morning you just throw them on the grill.
Why do they taste smoked, though?
There's a little bit of smokiness from the wood chips.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
how long were they on the grill?
Not very long, about 4 or 5 minutes. You just got to have low heat. That way you don't burn the ribs because of the sugar that's in them.
So you baked them first at 250, then put them on the grill for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, low heat with the wood chips.
So this is great because you could do that the night before. You could bake them the night before.
Yep.
Get them to be room temperature and then just warm them on the grill. But as you mentioned, just be careful because there's sugary sauce on it. You don't want that to burn.
Right, absolutely.
Wow, that's some great tips for the 4th of July.
That could be a regular feature at my house.
Like it isn't already.
Okay. Well, let's talk about something that we haven't talked about yet. What's for dessert?
we're actually going to have some apple pie. We do a little bit of, we're going to do a brownie, some ice cream, some stuff for the kids as well in there. So, it's something for the whole family that we're trying to do for that event as well. And as well in our restaurant is featuring just a regular a la carte menu. So if you want to come on a day on the 4th of July and kind of be, have a more intimate evening, we're offering that as well in our first floor dining room.
Wow. That's terrific, and I suppose you must get pretty filled up, so if people want that. But they can also join our pledge for maybe winning 4 tickets.
In a drawing, yeah.
In a drawing.
You've got a pretty good chance of winning because it's just for this hour, those who call during this hour.
Call or go online. Those who pledge, you know, in any amount, will be automatically entered into the drawing.
Yes. Well, that's terrific. And Chef, that's just for half a second here. If we're cooking inside, could we just make those ribs on a indoor grill?
Yeah, you can. And even if you don't want to do them outside, you can actually shallow fry them as well. Crisp them up real nice, too.
Shallow? Oh, what just is that? Like saute them in a pan?
Yeah, cook them in a pan.
With a little oil?
With a little oil.
After you bake them?
After you bake them.
How deep the oil?
You do like a little, if you have enough oil and you can want to deep fry the whole thing, you can do it like that too.
That's a new dimension for the ribs.
So, yeah.
That's Joe's happy day. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. I'm here with Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. We're talking about July 4th celebrations with Chef Jim Pastor, a mixologist. We're going to hear about his drinks pretty soon, Oscar Ameyer. We're going to take a short break here and we'll be back with more. Linda Gassenheimer, and I'm here with Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, and we've been talking about July 4th celebrations. In fact, we're having a before July 4th celebration right here in our studio because we have the Rusty Pelican's chef, executive chef Jim Pastor, and the mixologist there, Oscar Ameyer. They've been giving us tips for our sparkling 4th of July. Chef has been giving us wonderful ideas for salmon croquette, salmon encrusted with this wonderful coconut crust on it, and then his coleslaw with wasabi in it, and Bonnie's just been eating up that coleslaw. She's not leaving it for anybody else. And then we and Joe, you've got your ribs.
Indeed, those are really terrific.
Great, and he's given us.
I'm going to be at the Rusty Pelican this Saturday. I'll be giving this kind of food a little shot.
Well, go and see Joe.
I made a reservation a long time ago, even before I knew these gentlemen were coming on the program.
There you go.
So I was ready.
Okay. And by the way, you can go to WLRN's Facebook page. We have a live video of an interview with Chef Jimmy and with Oscar. And Oscar shows us how to make this wonderful drink that we're going to talk about right now. He shows us all the drinks. You can see all the food. That's at the WLRN Facebook page. And if you're looking for a tasty outing this weekend, there's going to be the Fairchild Garden is going to have their mango festival this weekend. It's early this year. It's July 1st and 2nd. It's their 25th year. They're going to be having their famous mango brunch, the cooking classes, a mango auction, mango tree auction, or mango auction. They're going to have all those mangoes there. They're going to auction them off. So if you want more information about that, go to fairchildgarden.org.
That's a great event.
It's a great event.
That is early.
It's very early.
And we didn't have on Richard Campbell yet. No. Okay.
And I've been talking about these drinks, and let's go to Oscar Ameyer. Oscar, Bonnie's got all these drinks in front of her.
Now, one of them is water, Linda. Let's
oh,
be
good.
Fair.
Okay, fine. She's got 4 drinks. One of them's water. So tell us what you made. Start with number one.
Yeah. Well, today I brought 3 cocktails. 2 of them are on my brand new cocktail menu. One of them is made with rye whiskey. This cocktail is for those people who love Manhattan, Old Fashioned, Boulevardier. So this is our variation of this cocktail. So the name of this cocktail is JT Boulevardier. JT Boulevardier.
Okay. All right. We've got it here. Boulevardier. Okay.
We made it with mixed rye, Foro Amaro. This is a liqueur. It has a little touch of chocolate and some citruses as well. And as well, I use Carpano Bianco. That's a dry vermouth. And also some orange spirit. It's well-balanced cocktail. Very
it's a
delicious.
Short cocktail.
Yeah.
It's brown in color, but there is something huge floating around in there. What is it?
Actually, we have ice spear that we use for our cocktails, our Rusty
it's
Pelican.
Sort of, it's a big round ball, which is an ice cube, actually. Mm-hmm. Now, why do you use that rather than regular ice cube?
This ice helps us to keep the cocktail fresh, not diluted. with water so quick. So remember that summer outside our beautiful patio when we made this cocktail. So we need to have the ice. They can hold the cocktail very well. Otherwise, the cocktail is going to get watered down super
That's
quick.
That's a great idea. But I suppose you have to have a special mold to make that big ice cube.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could... Well, I suppose maybe... I was thinking about this when he was showing it to me earlier. What if you froze ice in a paper cup and it wouldn't be round, but it might be a little square or something, and then you just would peel the cup away, you'd have a big ice cube, mm-hmm. Yes?
You can actually buy those round sphere molds too now at the store. I've seen them at, you know, specialty liquor stores and things like that.
That's a great idea if you're going to be serving cocktails and you don't want it watered down.
Yeah, there is many designs you can make, a sphere, ball, cube. Or that way. Just make it clear it's different.
So it could be a sphere.
Not many drinks use rye whiskey. Is that making a comeback or something? Or?
Yeah, it's becoming new popular. Like a whiskey and mezcal is getting more attention in Miami now. It's been there for many years, but now it's become more attractive for our guests.
All right. Now we have a tall white one with some mint in it. Very pretty.
That's one on my menu. It's brand new on the menu. It's made with coconut water. So we use fresh coconut water.
You open up the coconut and use the water from it?
Yeah, we use coconut water. And
so it's coconut milk then?
In a sense, that's what they call it.
Yeah, coconut water. We add a little bit of coconut syrup that we make at the Rusty Pelican in order to keep the consistency of the cocktail. Otherwise, because coconut water never had the same flavor. So we want to keep that consistency on the cocktail. Every time you come to our place, it's going to taste the same way. So we add a little bit of coconut cream that we make a Rusty Pelican as well. We add a Bacardi coconut. We use mint. And we use lime to make this cocktail.
And you shake it?
Yeah, we shake it. We mold it first. And then we shake it a little bit. And then we strain to the glass.
Okay, so you first press the mint into
it. Yeah, I press the mint with mint and lime together.
It's very refreshing. You know, it's a nice summer drink. Very, very refreshing. Nice coconut flavor. So that's great. Now, we have a 4th of July drink that you've made for us. And what is that?
So, actually, I come out with this cocktail to resemble the red, white, and blue. So, I call then America, and I use Pisco, lemon juice, fresh lemon juice, simple syrup, egg white, and a little bit of violet liqueur.
So it's a violet liqueur. So, and that one you really shake.
A violet liqueur?
I never heard of a violet liqueur.
It's just to make the blue color.
So
it's very
from the violet
and
flower.
Egg white. What does the egg white do?
Egg white give me the calm the flavor together, plus give me the white color that I need for that. Make the
white
three
foam,
colors.
Right?
The white foam,
the white foam.
Yeah. So when he shakes it, then it's in a kind of a martini shaped glass, and it's got a blue color on the bottom, then the white. Now, where's our red?
The red we use is strawberry, fresh strawberry.
Fresh strawberries.
Fresh strawberry on top, just to make the red.
Now, Bonnie, you're going to be serving these on your balcony.
Of course, of course. I'm writing everything down.
Shaking these up with the egg whites.
I'm writing it down.
And so, let me ask you a question. Does the shape of the glass really matter when you're, I mean, you have all these beautiful shapes here, but at home we don't. Does it matter which kind of glass?
Does it change the flavor?
Yes.
Of course, but it's everything you see, you want to try it. If it looks good, you want to try it.
So it just makes sure it looks
it's
real
the presentation makes pretty. Yeah.
Right. You eat with your eyes.
It changes
first.
Flavor because of the different aroma by the shape of the glass?
We had some glasses that we use specific for that. We have one metal glass that we use gin and we use sake to get the more aroma. When you put close to you, you get more the aroma of the sake of the gin. So we have different type of glasses at our restaurant.
But you're also saying that the aesthetics are important.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And he's called this America, as like an America, but without the A. Mm-hmm. So that's his, you developed this. Oscar, when you're thinking about developing a drink, I mean, how does this all come together? How do you create a drink?
We have to look the restaurant, the environment, where I'm working. And then we come out with the culture, what is more popular. It is hot. It is in the winter. It's in the fall. So we need to come out with that cocktail. And also, I work together with the chef with the fresh ingredient. What is the green? What is the fruit or the season? So everything's come out. So I work very close with the chef using all the fresh product and all the greens that he has in the kitchen.
Okay, that's really fascinating and very delicious. And of course, just to recap earlier, Chef Jimmy told us about his salmon with the coconut crust on it. I think that idea of putting some wasabi into the coleslaw is a great idea.
It's really
great.
That's
a winner.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's terrific. And of course, Joe has his ribs, which
he couldn't be happier.
Mr. Paleo here.
And so, Chef Jimmy, what are some of the popular things that you make there at the restaurant?
We're a seafood-driven restaurant. You know, I mean, it only makes sense for us to be that, being on the water.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a lot of lobster. We saw a lot of local snapper, you know, yellowtail, redtail, hog, depending on what.
Now, how do you get those local fish? Do you have people go out to?
We have a special vendor. They go for us down to the Keys and pick out the best fish that we can possibly have and bring them back up for us. And then
you don't have Oscar out there on the bay in the boat.
Sometimes if he makes me mad.
Well, maybe they need a little mixology to get,
boats and alcohol. There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
But as we mentioned earlier, it's a wonderful spot to watch the fireworks, or as Bonnie said, to see the city at all as to what it is. And they have just now, just for our show until 2 p.m., we have a drawing, and you can get four tickets for a group of four to go to the Rusty Pelican's 4th of July celebration. Get a gift card for that. And that'll include it's a $220 value. So that includes the food, two drinks, and all the fun.
So, okay.
All right.
And the number to call for that?
Is 866-247-9576. Online, it's WLRN.org.
And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and I'm here with Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. We've been talking about July 4th celebrations. We're celebrating early, big time here in the studio. We have Rusty Pelican's chef, Jim Pastor, and their mixologist, Oscar Ameyer. They've been giving us tips for a very sparkling 4th of July. And if you'd like to see some of the drinks and some of the food in our interview on Facebook Live, go to the WLRN Facebook Live page, and you'll be able to see all of that wonderful food. And, of course, if you're looking for a tasty outing this weekend before your 4th of July celebrations, they have the Fairchild Garden Mango Festival. It's July 1st and 2nd. It's their 25th year, and there'll be lots of events, including their famous mango brunch. They'll have cooking classes and the mango auction. And they have lots of mangoes to auction off. And for more information, go to fairchildgarden.org. So as I mentioned before, we've been talking with Chef Jimmy and the mixologist, and they've been telling us all about it. But maybe you'd like to have a dinner in minutes for your 4th of July weekend. I've got a sparkling burger for you. It's a Texas turkey burger with jalapeno potato salad. And before you ask, yes, you could have it with meat in the burger instead. Joseph Cooper, I knew you'd want that. These burgers get their bang because I mix jalapeno peppers with some mayonnaise for the topping.
And that's a good start.
Good start. Okay. The turkey is mixed with a barbecue sauce. And that makes it a light, tasty burger. And here's a tip. When you're cooking burgers, either on the grill or in a sauté pan or wherever, don't mash them down. Don't press them. Right, Chef? You want to keep them light.
Yeah, don't press them at all. Squeeze out all the juice.
Yeah. Okay. And then for a side dish, very simple. How about a corn and black bean salad? So you just take some canned black beans and rinse them. And by the way, they make them with low-sodium ones now, so that's even better for you. Defrost some corn kernels, toss that all together with a salad dressing, and put that on a bed of lettuce. So you've got your burger, your salad done, maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes, 20 minutes max. And you can see that complete recipe and a photo. That's at dinnerinminutes.com. And as I mentioned before, watch us on Facebook Live. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. So let's go back to Chef Jimmy and talk a little bit about this food. As you said, we added wasabi to the coleslaw. We added we had the wonderful little salmon. I thought they were croquettes, but it's whole salmon cut into small pieces and rolled in the coconut. And Joe has his ribs. Yes. That can be made in advance.
I was wondering about the desserts that I see on the giveaway drawing celebration. Homemade mini apple pie and also key Biscayne pie. Is that just key lime pie? Or must
yeah,
be
it's
a
our version
to
of,
it?
Yeah, it's our version of key lime pie.
So we what's use a your little, version?
Sweet condensed milk in the key lime pie.
I see key lime curd.
Yeah, it's so obviously we use the key lime juice, but the real secret is the sweet condensed milk. It kind of gives it more richness.
Well, most key lime pies are made with sweetened condensed milk, but when you say curd, are you adding cooking it down or doing something? You're not giving us the entire story.
Not the whole thing.
He's being very careful
about
this.
Oh, I didn't know
this.
What you were getting at.
Yes.
It's a trade secret, Linda.
No, well, he could just tell us. Go ahead. What do you mean by curd? How do you make it?
So, we add a little bit of egg whites and some of the key lime juice. Actually, we zest and a little white wine, and then we just cook all that down.
So you cook it down.
A little white wine in your key lime, in your pie.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're getting a little more as it goes along. So you're cooking that down. So you're not cooking the pie in the shell. You're cooking it to make the sauce, and then you put it in the shell.
Yeah.
And then you do bake it again or not?
Yes, we do bake it again.
So it's twice cooked.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, so we got a little bit of the information there. So
it's like pulling teeth.
And then you said you're going to make a peach cobbler. So tell me, do you have? It's so hard to get really ripe peaches. How do you make your peach cobbler?
Well, right now, stone fruits are in season, and they're actually really, really good right now. So, just fresh peaches right now for the cobbler. Cook them down, a little sugar, a little lemon juice.
So you cook those first.
Yep.
And then you put it into the...
Into the pie shell, bake it, do a little almond.
So it doesn't get your pie shell all soggy because you've baked it in advance.
Right. Right, take out some of that moisture, some of that water
uh-huh.
from the, and then the sugar obviously helps to caramelize everything and keep it together, right? So it doesn't get soggy, your crust.
Okay, and I have to tell everybody that he's not making a blueberry pie, which for me in New England is kind of sad, but otherwise I'll let it pass.
I remember for next year.
What are the most popular desserts at the restaurant?
We do actually our key lime pie and our twist on tres leches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we put a little blueberries, raspberry in the tres leches, a little cinnamon meringue, kind of do our little twist, a little rum inside of the milk sponge mixture.
I'm going to try that.
He's getting his menu all ready for Saturday.
I'm taking notes
for his dinner. All right. It's our restaurant news segment now. We have Lainey Doss. She's the Miami New Times food editor. She's going to give us some tips on what's new this week in the restaurant world. And maybe we should go over the weekend. Hi, Lainey.
Hi, how are you, Linda?
We're great. So what are we going to do for restaurants this week?
Well, I think the big news is that Federal Donuts opened today. That is a Philadelphia sensation. It opened in Wynwood this morning at 7 a.m. And it's Michael Solomonov, who is a James Beard Award winner, has several Federal Donuts locations in Philadelphia. Simple concept, donuts and fried chicken.
Ooh.
Gourmet donuts and gourmet fried chicken.
So do we have the fried chicken on the donut?
Yes. Well, yeah.
They do?
But here's the thing. You're getting food from a James Beard Award-winning chef for, pennies on the dollar. You're eating, it might not be the healthiest food, but it's definitely made well. I mean, the restaurant has a signature chicken sandwich. It's a boneless chicken breast. It's Korean fried style, so it's twice fried, really crispy. And it's $7.50.
Well, that's
it's an easy breezy way to eat something that's very delicious from a chef that's won many awards. It's opening up in Wynwood.
It's open today?
It opened up actually today.
Right, so that's...
Well, that's very close to our studios. Lainey, could you maybe swing by there and some of that Korean chicken down here downtown? Or?
I'm actually going down at 4 o'clock today to meet
Maybe we should just go and meet her after the show here.
Yeah, let's all meet.
I'll buy.
Okay, all right.
That sounds good.
Hey, wait, stop.
I heard him.
Stop press. Joe says he's going to buy.
If there's not a line all the way around the block.
Perfect. Well, I'm supposed to meet the chef, so I have in. I can sneak us all in there. So I think that's the way to go.
All right.
Yeah, they have these donuts. I mean, they sound amazing. I was in Philadelphia, and I ate there, and it's nothing short of spectacular. And they have flavors like strawberry lavender, cookies and cream, guava poppy. Pretty delicious.
We have just a minute left. Do you have another restaurant you want to tell us about?
Weekend coming up. It's a long weekend for some and sort of a broken weekend for others. If you want to indulge, I just had brunch at Bazaar Mar at the SLS Brickle recently, and they do a champagne and seafood brunch that is super indulgent. $95, you get unlimited champagne. You get a seafood buffet, and it's Jose Andreas restaurant, so we're talking top of the line oysters and caviar and mussels and ceviches, and then you actually get a plated entree.
It's on top of
a
that.
Little indulgent. Well, top of that, yeah.
Lainey, this is great information. Thank you so much, as usual. That's Lainey Doss. She's the food editor for Miami New Times. Lainey, thanks. Enjoy the donuts.
Great. Happy Independence Day.
See you, Lainey.
See you, Lainey.
Goodbye.
I want to thank Chef Jim Pastor for being with us.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
And mixologist Oscar Ameyer, thank you for your wonderful drinks.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
The Rusty Pelican is located at 3201 Rickenbacker Causeway in Key Biscayne. That's Virginia Key. And we're going to thank Lainey Doss for her great information. She's the Miami New Times food editor. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, great to be with you.
Thank you.
And with you. Thank you.
And thank you, Chef and Oscar, Chef Jimmy and Oscar, for the great food and drinks.
Thank you. Next week, we're going to be celebrating one of my favorite national holidays. July is National Ice Cream Month.
Oh.
And we're going to be celebrating with Bianco Ice Cream Shop and owner Federico DeFranco. It's an artisan ice cream shop. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And the Topical Currents crew, producers Richard Ives, Jason Zabka, and Polly Landis, and Bonnie and I get a nice off period. We return next Wednesday, that's the day after the 4th, with an At Your Service edition. Hear from the sagacious Fort Lauderdale-based employee rights attorney, Donna Ballman, the author of How to Stand Up for Your Rights Without Getting Fired.
And of course, we'll take all your calls and questions.
Yes, she will. Once again, our pledge line number, 1-866-247-WLRN, 1-866-247-9576. Like sands in an hourglass, the hour is ending to be entered in that drawing.
Email Joseph Cooper, radio@WLRN.org.
Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, Linda Gassenheimer, stay tuned for Here and Now on Where Else But NPR News.